This is The Spotlight, where we profile Namibia's biggest movers and shakers, brought to you by Namdeb, mining for good.
My name's Angie Squalls, and in our spotlight this evening, I'm joined by a very strong lady called Simaneka Nangombe. Welcome.
Thank you, Angie.
You work for one of the partners in Women in Green Hydrogen, if I'm correct.
Yes, I work for one of the partners. This is GIZ. We are one of the development partners for Women in Green Hydrogen. We've provided them with support in establishing themselves, not only in Namibia, but globally as well.
Yes, we don't often speak to women in green hydrogen, so we want to know who you are.
Well, my name is Simaneka. I am a young person. I'm from Namibia, born and raised here in Windhoek. I went to school here. I went to university here, where I obtained an honors degree in economics from the Namibia University of Science and Technology, and I'm currently pursuing a master's in business administration at the University of Namibia. In terms of titles, I'm a junior technical advisor at the Energy Partnerships Program. This is a GIZ program that is currently being funded by the BMWE, which is the German Ministry for Economic Cooperation and Energy.
As women in the energy sector, what challenges have you faced and how have you overcome them?
I think my thoughts on challenges being faced by women in the sector might differ from some of my counterparts in that I don't see many challenges specifically in the Namibian case. I feel like inclusion of women in Namibia is on an uprise. I feel like we're doing relatively well for ourselves. I think from my personal observation that we are relatively balanced. I think sometimes the challenges might come internally. So this may be, you know, feeling like you don't fit in the space or denying yourself opportunities because you feel like maybe you might not be able to present yourself well. And I think overcoming these challenges is just by understanding that you have the relevant skills and also upskilling yourself so that when you find yourself in a place where you can obtain an opportunity, that you are ready and willing to do so.
Yes, yes. Then what has been your proudest achievement so far in the green hydrogen space?
I think most of my proudest achievements would come from the work that I do from GIZ. So one of them, I think, would be a training which I coordinated. And this was a solar installation training for women in the sector. This happened in 2024, where we had a training for about 32 to 40 women. It was a 5-day training that we hosted. And then specifically in the green hydrogen sector, GIZ, via the Energy Partnerships, is currently supporting the Namibia Green Hydrogen Program and the Ministry of Works and Transport with establishing a National Action Plan for Maritime Decarbonization, because transport is also one of the key factors that matter in the green hydrogen space.
Wow. Why would you say is green hydrogen such an important opportunity for Namibia's energy and economic future?
I think green hydrogen is very important for Namibia's economic future because we are currently embarking on a green industrialization journey here in the country. And this speaks to kind of industrializing locally so that we can have more local content creation, more processing of our own goods within the country. And because of our unique position and the solar and wind resources that we have in the country, this positions us to take charge and kind of be a front runner in the industry of green hydrogen.
How do you see your role as a woman leader in what has traditionally been a male-dominated field?
I think our role as women in the industry is mostly an advocacy role at the moment. And this is advocating so that areas of work are more inclusive. They provide equal opportunities for all Namibians, male or female, to have opportunities to thrive equally. I think that is probably the key role that we should play. It's mostly advocacy because obviously as people within industry, you are required to do your work. You know, you are required to have skills and try as much as possible to make sure that the projects or institutions that you work for achieve their intended goals. But I think on a personal level, everybody should try as much as possible to advocate for equal opportunities and inclusive workspaces.
Yeah. What advice would you give to young women? You're still very young, but that are still in school, interested in careers in science, technology, or energy, or even business?
I think I would have two pieces of advice. The first piece of advice is that your work always speaks for itself. And so you should become so concerned with becoming a skilled and valuable member of the workforce that the work would speak for itself. Doesn't matter whether you're a man or a woman, the things that you do and the outputs that you're able to create will allow you to access opportunities for yourself. So make sure that as much as possible, you try to get as many skills as you can, as many qualifications that are relevant for you, obviously, not just collecting random qualifications because it suits the hype. And also always try as much as possible to work on your already existing, you know, skill level that you have. So if you have certain things already in your pocket, see how you can use those and capitalize them to find different opportunities. And don't shy away from things because you feel you might not have the capacity, because you develop capacity on the way while you're doing things.
Where can we see you in the next 5 years?
I think I'm from a finance background. I find myself here in development corporation and sometimes sitting on tables with technical colleagues, but I would want to go back home, which is finance. So this would probably be a project finance background, still kind of in the green hydrogen and energy space because it's captured me so much. But I think that's probably where you'll see me soon.
Thank you so much. It was lovely talking to you.
Thank you so much, Angie, for the opportunity. I appreciate it.
That was The Spotlight, where we profile Namibia's biggest movers and shakers, brought to you by NAMDIB, Mining for Good.